Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
I want to welcome on the PD Cudor telephone line the Vice President of the Gun Owners of Maine, Josh Raines. Josh, welcome to Maine's Morning News. I'm going to give you a chance to hang up. Josh, I'm going to give you a chance to hang up on me right now. Okay, you ready? Here's why. In a moment, I'm going to read word for word most of the news release that came from the gun lobby, the Maine Gun Safety Coalition in our state, because of what they said, because I think it needs to be scrutinized. If that's not palatable to you, I'm going to let you hang up on me right now. Please don't hang up. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay,
absolutely.
Let's start first by telling listeners what we're talking about. The U.S. Supreme Court, a different ruling than what we just talked about. The U.S. Supreme Court striking down a Hawaii law that required people to get permission before carrying a gun onto private property open to the public, such as stores and hotels, in a 6-3 ruling. The court said that law in Hawaii approached violating the Second Amendment. Now, before I go to this statement from the Maine Gun Safety Coalition, and we're going to warn people, you might not like what you're about to hear. Let me get first from you, Joshua. What's your reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court striking down that law in Hawaii?
They absolutely did the right thing. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me read for people. I see you. You're steeling yourself. You're girding your loins, Paul Wolf, as you listen to this. I don't know if you've seen this or heard this. Okay, here we go. Gun owners can now carry on private property without permission. That's the headline. And then they write, dangerous ruling from the Supreme Court allows carrying on private property open to the public unless explicitly told not to do so. Okay, other than they're inserting the word dangerous there, I don't know if they've crossed any lines, Joshua. Do you hear any lines crossed yet?
Not yet.
Yeah. I'm glad you said
however,
not yet.
However, they have left out that it really only applies to 5 states.
Well, let's stop here just for a second before we read any more, not to keep people in anticipation. This only affects 5 states.
It absolutely does. Hawaii, California, Maryland, New York, and New Jersey were the 5 states that passed laws that require gun owners to get permission in advance. That's it.
Then I wonder why the Maine Gun Safety Coalition felt so animated that they needed to send out this news release. Let me read part of it, okay? In fact, here's what I'll do, Josh, if you're up for it. At any point in time, when you hear something that deserves to be scrutinized, I ask you to please go, stop. Can we do that?
Will do.
Okay, here we go.
Will do.
Dateline, Portland. Today, the United States Supreme Court sided with the gun lobby against both public safety and common sense, and overturned a Hawaii law that ensured if someone wanted to walk into a business with a gun, they first had to obtain permission to do so. Joshua,
so far, factually correct.
Really, I fully expected you to say stop when I read the line. Today, the United States Supreme Court sided with the gun lobby against both public safety and common sense.
Yes, agreed. But that's exactly what you would expect to hear coming out of the Maine Gun Safety Coalition.
Okay.
As they deem anything with a trigger that goes bang to be against public safety,
yep,
which I think all your listeners know to be factually incorrect.
Okay. I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Laura, that doesn't mean I don't like you.
Yes.
Love you. We just like Josh. Here we go. This decision puts Americans more at risk in their everyday lives.
And we'll stop right there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And why did we stop there?
All right. Let's take a look at the fact that the states with less restrictive gun laws are inherently safer by all FBI standards for violent crime. Maine, in fact, has been in the top 3 safest states in the country over the last 10 plus years. And we rose in that level after constitutional carry was enacted. Very, very clearly, the statistics show that an armed society is a polite society.
Hmm. Here's the next statement in the news release from the Maine Gun Safety Coalition. As we talk with Joshua Raines, he's the vice president of Gun Owners of Maine. His permission to stop us at any time when anything in this news release from the Maine Gun Safety Coalition needs some serious scrutiny or correction. Last week, a woman shot herself in a Walmart in Alabama with a weapon she was carrying. Just a week before that, in another Walmart in Georgia, a woman was wounded when another shopper was carrying a firearm that discharged. In April, four people were injured at a Kroger grocery store when a customer carrying a firearm was digging around for something in their pocket.
And all of those are not about the general population carrying firearms in public spaces. It's about bad training and not carrying that firearm in the correct manner. More training for those three individuals, 100% would have stopped every single one of those.
For a moment there, I thought maybe the problem was Walmart's, but I don't know. I'm sorry. We love Walmart.
I didn't want to get you guys canceled or sued.
That's all right. Did we just lose the Walmart account? We never had the Walmart account. Here's the quote that comes from Nicole Palmer, executive director of the Maine Gun Safety Coalition. Quote, "Mainers deserve to know they can grab coffee with a friend, browse books at a neighborhood bookstore, or get groceries for dinner after work without the fear of being accidentally shot by another customer."
Yeah.
That's an opinion.
I suppose, yeah.
But 100%. And on top of that, going back to my original statement about this federal law only affecting five states, this has always been the case in Maine. At no point has Maine law stated that you could not carry in coffee shops, bookstores, your grocery store, the gas station, your local library, anything along those lines. Mainers have always been able to carry in those locations and do on a daily basis from York to Fort Kent.
Can I offer an observation? This is what I found curious. Josh Raines, the VP of Gun Owners of Maine, here on Maine's Morning News, that if the Maine Gun Safety Coalition had really had concerns about this, couldn't they have found some instances in the state of Maine where this happened? Or is this not a problem in the state of Maine? They went to Alabama. They went to Georgia. They went to a Kroger in someplace.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where are the situations in Maine? I'm not reading them. I would think that they would be in this news release.
And in fact, the exact opposite problem happens in Maine. There is one primary law in the state. This is going to be, for your listeners, you can go look it up, Title 17A, Section 1057, possession of firearms in an establishment licensed for on-premises consumption of liquor. Basically, your restaurants that allow you to drink alcohol on their premises. They are the only ones who are allowed to ban firearms if you can drink on their premises and the signage is clearly posted, no firearms. Those two items have to be in effect. Let's go back to the Lewiston shooting. The two places Robert Card went were two places that were licensed for on-premises consumption. You could drink on the premises, and they were posted. Law-abiding firearm owners cannot carry in those locations.
Let me jump to the final two paragraphs. Business owners can still post signs explicitly prohibiting the carrying of firearms in their stores, but the burden is now on to them to do so instead of requiring firearm carriers to get permission. There's a parallel there, isn't there, for hunting in the state of Maine? You got to post your land. And that law's been on
that is,
in the state of Maine. I'm looking at you.
That is correct.
Yeah, maybe you go hunting and fishing. Maybe you're a hunting and fishing guy like Paul Wolf is a hunting and fishing guy, Joshua, but At least that's what I know. You got to have your no trespassing signs out.
That is correct. But again, if your local gas station posts a sign that says, no firearms on this premises, that does not hold the weight of Maine law. It is a rule for the private business owner, if you will. However, it is not illegal, aka against the law, to then carry in those locations. If you get caught with something, they can ask you to leave, and if you don't, you're trespassing. But even if they post the signs, it still does not hold the weight of Maine law. It never has.
Final quick paragraph. Quote, "This dangerous decision flips the burden of ensuring customer safety onto business owners who may well fear reprisal in the toxic culture the gun lobby has created around this issue." If you don't yell stop, I will for you.
Stop.
Have you created a toxic culture? Oh, my gosh. You're just like the reflecting pool on the Washington Mall. Oh, my word.
Apparently. I don't know where this toxic culture is around this issue. You'll also notice they don't give any examples of that quote unquote toxic culture.
The only time I've seen a Democrat be treated toxically around hunters is when Janet Mills was trying to be at the Moose Lottery some time ago. Josh Raines is the vice president of the Gun Owners of Maine. Look, can we do this again sometime? Because my hunch is at some point in time, another news release like this is going to come out, and God bless us. We need you on the phone with us, Joshua, to help unscramble this madness. Would you come back on our program?
Anytime and every time.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.